Good day, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you a wrap-up of today's financial updates this August 15th, 2025. Let's dive into the top stories. Firstly, self-directed investors are encouraged to shoulder more responsibility when it comes to navigating the burgeoning private credit market in Australia. With Investment Markets Chief Executive, Darren Connolly, leading the call, it has become important for investors to possess a deep understanding of their investment choices in a sector that has seen retail private credit funds grow from $600 million to $2.8 billion in a decade. While regulators ASIC and APRA are increasing their vigilance, Connolly insists on the importance of individual investor due diligence. In superannuation news, the Australian federal government is fostering reforms that focus on enhancing retirement income solutions and building a strong reporting framework. These advances were brought forward in consultation papers by Treasurer Jim Chalmers and Minister Daniel Molino, who emphasized the need for these changes in light of an anticipated 2.5 million retirees over the coming decade. Their propositions aim to guide the industry towards creating quality retirement products. Moving to interest rates and housing, the Reserve Bank of Australia has slashed the official cash rate by 0.25%, now at 3.6%. This reduction is expected to nudge housing affordability levels, hopefully giving some relief amidst the ongoing affordability concerns. But gazing into the crystal ball, the Commonwealth Bank projects a 6% increase in housing values for 2025, followed by a 4% rise in 2026. Now to insurance. A claim dispute made headlines after cancellation due to revelations of multiple collisions. The claim, initially filed in good faith to Hollard Insurance, was found to be inconsistent after careful analysis of in-car technology data. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, sided with Hollard's decision, indicating separate incidents were evident, a crucial detail that unfortunately led to the denial of the claim. That is your daily financial news wrap for Australia. Alongside the necessary skills and information you need to get ahead, this is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, your trusted guide to insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. For more on these stories and others, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, have a great day, Australia.